tremble over scorpions and snakes and all the powers of the enemy. He has given me authority to rebuke the enemy. So I practice it. Do you know how I learned how to prophesy? I learned how to prophesy on my couch. I bought this beautiful couch. And I said, couch, God has given me authority. Couch, as long as I own you, you're not going to break. My friend, my roommate said, are you kidding me? You're speaking to the couch. He said, I said, I'm prophesying. You're not going to break. And as long as I still own you, you're not going to break. And it didn't break. I still have it in my house today. It looked brand new. It still looks brand new. Another thing is that I had this car. Anytime I have a car, it breaks down all the time. So I had this idea. Okay, God, you're renewing my mind. I'm not thinking negative anymore. So, Lord, I'm going to speak to this car. So I spoke to this car. I said, car, I don't care how it happens. As long as I own you, you're not going to break till I tell you so. And this car, I mean, I drive it in every pothole. I scratch everything. This car will not break. And people in my church say, Pastor, people buy you a car. This car is terrible. I said, the car doesn't break. I'm not buying one. I have money to buy, but I don't want to buy one. And people in my church, they call it the dented car. They call it the dented car. Because that dented car is not going to buy, it's not going to break. And it's a shift car. Not many cars in Canada are a shift car. And I love the shift car because it's easy. Anyway, so I keep driving this car, and this car is not breaking in. And the wife is, you know, when the wife needs something new, you have to be very careful. She wanted a nice car. She wanted an SUV. And I'm saying, oh, she wanted an SUV with snow tires. And I said, honey, the car is not breaking, so why should we? I mean, if it's broken, okay, now you have a reason to go and buy a car. But it's not broken. Why should we buy another car? She said, honey, look, you got to reverse this thing. And I said, I'm not reversing it. Anyway, so she convinced me. I said, so we went to buy this car, and we're supposed to go and pick the car up that day. I drove this dented car, and I came to the driveway. And I said, car, I'm tired of you. You better break. And you could see the smoke. The crotch. I couldn't even move the car to the driveway because the car just completely broke. And I learned something. That is power in words. Wow. So I said, I wonder, those negative words that come to my mind, I wonder if I can rebuke this nigga, will he listen to me? And I said, okay. So a negative word came and said, well, you know what? That's not God. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Oops, it's gone. And I don't think about it anymore. So I begin to use this. This is normal. Even this morning, I used it. This morning, a thought came to my mind. He said, oh, Zach, you think your prayer, you think anytime you think you've been praying for your mom to come to know Jesus, it ain't gonna happen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes to the mouth of God. The Bible says, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So I speak to you, devil, she's part of my household. And she's going to meet Jesus. Even if there's 1 second before she dies, she's going to meet Jesus. As soon as I said that, and I just knew something left. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It sounds silly. I yielded my faculty to God. I asked him to reveal. See, I asked him, not that, see, I already know some of the negative things that come to my mind. But I've rebuked all the negative when they're gone. Now I'm asking him to reveal the things that I think from over myself. Do you know 80% of Christians, what they think about themselves is so negative? Wow. That's what statistics show. 80% what they think of themselves. Not good enough. I have that, I have this, I have that, I have this. My parents don't like me, my friends don't like me. Those things keep bombarding your mind. You have to change the way you think. That's why the Bible says be transformed by renewing of your mind. That be transformed means let the impossible happen to your mind so your mind can be possible for Jesus. So you speak to your mind, and sometimes I lay my head on my hand on my own head. I say, mind, stop having the mind of your own. I know this sounds crazy. I do that. Zach, your mind has a mind of its own, but I'm speaking to you, Zach, don't have the mind of your own. Have the mind of Jesus. Do you know what? A lot of people say, oh, that's what we're taught in school. You have a mind of your own. You have a mind of your own. It's true that you have a mind of your own, but the mind of your own is mostly flesh. And the Bible said the flesh profits what? Nothing. The Bible says, Jesus said, I can do nothing on my own. I can do what? Nothing on my own. I only do what I see and hear the Father does. Does it mean Jesus doesn't have a mind? Yes, he has a mind. But he chose not to dwell on his mind. He dwells on God's mind. So one, yield your faculty of your mind to the Lord. Two, let him reveal any negative thing that is in your mind. Three, let him begin to speak those good things about your mind so that your mind, you start dwelling on. He said, whatever is noble, whatever is good report, dwell on what? On these things. So I dwell on things that are noble. I can't remember. Things are noble, things are good report, things are going to build you up, things are going to strengthen you. I dwell on them all the time. I dwell on them all the time. And the fourth one is rebuke. When those things come to your mind that is not of God, rebuke them. And when things come to your mind that is of God, ask God to plant a root in your heart. Ask him to plant a root in your heart. And as it plants a root in your heart, you begin, because when you plant something, it grows. So he begins, Lord, those things you planted, that those things you have planted, Lord, I ask you to let it grow. And they said that as you begin to water what grows, it continues to grow. As you continue to feed it with your word of God, with his word. There's a portion of Psalm 119. Let me just read this. Psalm 119, verse, I believe 141 or so. Let me just check here. Psalm 119. It said, the word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God is a lamp to my feet and it's a light to my what? To my path. No, it just came to my mind. So, but I have planted these things in my mind. I have planted those things in my heart. And this is what I ask God to give me. Every time I read the Bible, I want you to give me a scripture verse that means a lot to me. And I plant it in my heart. And anytime it plants into my heart, I begin to walk in the light. And I'll end with this. And then we see what God does. What's the time now? 12:30. And we see what God does. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Who is the one renewing your mind? Who? Holy Spirit. Be transformed. He knows what is in there. Do you know what? I even don't know what is in there. I tried to figure out what is in there. I can't remember everything. But he knows what is in there. But a lot of that is in there before is garbage. Now he's transforming to be life, to give life. So now I know that I know that I know what is in there is life. What is in there is good. What is in there is the word of God. What is in there is begin to grow for the kingdom. We begin to build the kingdom. And it's changed my life. It's changed the way I see things. And when he renews your mind, you start seeing the way God, he sees it. So when you go to people, what's your name again?
Amy.
Amy. When I see Amy, I see Amy the way God sees it. I don't see Amy as a human being. I see Amy as a daughter of the King. So when I'm prophesying about Amy, I see what the Father wants me to say to Amy, so that Amy's life can be changed. That's the way I see. I'm not seeing Amy because that's what they call a doom and gloom prophet. They say all sorts of bad stuff, and people have prophesied in a negative way. People have destroyed people with a prophetic. That's not what I see. What I see is, where is Amy going to? Where is Amy? Where is God taking Amy to? What are the changes that is coming to Amy? What is going to bless Amy? Because he who made Amy, I cannot make Amy. So I have no right to destroy Amy either. Since I can't make, see, I can't make my own fingers. Why should I destroy my own fingers? Since I can't make it, I can't destroy it. That's my philosophy in life. And my final closing. I close about 10 times in my church. People know me now. When I say, oh, I'm closing, they say, oh, how many times is that counting? 4, 5, 6. Oh, Pastor, today you closed 3 times. Wow. What happened to you? So I've closed 3 times, and so my final closing. And 4 is a good number. I'm just kidding. My final closing. When your mind is transformed by God's grace, you think like him. And when you think like him, you do things like him. And when you do things like him, it becomes successful. When you think like him, the Bible says, Jesus said, the devil has no hold in what? In me. Sometimes we speak this scripture verse, we call the spirit, but we don't actually know what it is. Or we don't believe what we say. We quote scripture verse. We do quote scripture, but do we actually believe what we're quoting? No. He said, the devil has no hold in me. That means he who has life inside you, he said, I've put life inside you. And he who has life inside you is the light. And the light that is inside you should not have darkness, because the light exposes what? Darkness. So when there's light inside you, why should darkness be in there? You understand what I'm saying? Once you expose the darkness, the reason why a lot of us struggle with the darkness is, it's not the darkness that is in you. It is this one here. It's this one here. When this is renewed, the darkness inside you will come out. Because this one has to change. That's what the Bible specifically said. That's what Paul said, be transformed. He's not telling you to replace it. He said, be transformed. When something is transformed, it's like a butterfly, it's like a caterpillar to a butterfly. You have been transformed. That means You don't live in the old ways anymore. When you are transformed, your old ways are gone. You become a new. That's why when we become a born-again Christian, all old things are what? Gone, and we become what? New. So when we are transformed, the moment we became a born-again Christian, God transformed us from darkness to what? To light. So when we've been transformed, but if we are not transformed, if we replace, when you are transformed, when you have a caterpillar, it shatters all those walls to come out to become a beautiful what? Butterfly. The cocoon. It breaks the cocoon. And when you're transformed, it breaks certain things that is in your mind before and begin to change them to the marvelous light. And I believe it's time for us to start renewing our own minds. Asking the Holy Spirit to renew your minds. So this is what I'm going to do. I used to struggle with it. I don't struggle with it any longer. And me, I'm a straight shooter. I tell it the way, if I don't live this, I won't say it. I live this every day. This is everyday normal. Every day. When I wake up, go to the wash. When I woke up, thank God these people, when I wake up, there's a mirror in their room. I don't have to go to the washroom. There's a mirror. They say, I seen the mirror, so I pick up the mirror. Zach, you're going to have a good day today. Whether you, Zach, like it or not, you're going to have a good day. Any arrows coming to you that is negative, you're not going to receive it. You're going to receive life. So I prophesy them as Zach, you be the head and not the tail, you be the top. Zach, God is going to give you an amazing words for people. You are going to transform. God is going to use you to transform people's lives. God is going to use you to bring things that are forget that are things that are that have been forgotten. God is going to reveal it to bring it light, so they can be free. They can be set free. And then when I finish, I say, Lord, I know the mind has its own. My mind has its own. But this mind would have the mind of Christ. I yield it to you. I yield my mind to you for you to use it for your glory. And I pray that I lay my hands on my head. I say, I give my mind to you. Lord, the Bible says that anyone that gives something to you, the enemy cannot snatch it away. I have intentionally given my mind to you. You cannot snap it away. I've given my whole body to you. You cannot snatch it away. And then, when I finished everything before I go to the shower, I'm just telling what I do. I'm not saying that you should do it that way. But I'm doing something that worked for me. Maybe God will give you a strategy on what works for you. And I begin to speak in tongues. At least for 10 minutes. I don't know what I'm saying, but I know what he's saying. And when I finish speaking in tongues, then open my Bible, read my Bible and pray and all sort of stuff. All right? But this one has become something that I do everywhere. And not that when I read the word, and I ask God to give me the meaning of the word so I can eat the meat. I'm not just reading it as a storybook. I have hidden God's word in my heart that I may not sin against you. The word of God is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. What it means is that the Lord is my shepherd. When somebody is a shepherd, he puts every energy, every strength to protect the sheep. You are in his fold, you are in his pen, sheep pen. The Lord is my shepherd. It means I'm dependent on you, Lord. You are my shepherd. You are the one who shepherds. You are the one who protects me. You are the one who caters for me. You are the one who provides for me. You are the one who leads me. He said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not be in want. He leads me beside the where he restores my soul. still waters. You are the one who lead me to a place where I can get refreshing. Wow. And as I begin to read the word, I begin to ask God to make it alive so I can walk in it. So not just words. Now, Lord, I want to live it. I want to walk it. And that is the beauty of our Christianity. That's the beauty of Christians. That's why any other religion, that's why Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is relationship. That is why it's so, there are three fundamental parts of Christianity. One, forgiveness. Number two is the reality that you can walk in what God says you to do. You can actually walk. You can be led. You can be led. So, this is what I think we should do. And as we are praying for people, I said I'm going to prophesy over everybody. I know time is going, but I can do this in 10 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. I can do that. Okay? But this is what I feel we should do first. If you've been struggling with transforming your mind, if you've been struggling with areas of your life that you know that that you allow negative things to flow. And some of these things is not your doing. It just happens. Because we live in a negative world. You look around you, everywhere you go is this negative stuff. Very seldom now you get... Look, you listen to news, you understand what I'm talking about. Now every day news is just negative, all bad stuff. Very seldom you get real good news. That's what the Bible calls it, good news. The news is good. We're bombarded with negative stuff. And God is saying, no more. We're going to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. So if you've been struggling in this area like I used to, and 20, 30 things come to my mind, they're all negative. To this morning, God wants to break the yoke. God wants to break the chain. God wants to break the power of the enemy. And God wants to break this power of those words over your life so you can be free from it. And God is going to give you the authority and the strength to be able to speak life to yourself. If you are struggling in this area, come to the front. You are struggling with the transforming of your mind. So let's all stand up.